With renewable energy sources set to dominate the power grid by 2040, how coal-fired power stations will be phased out is already causing a headache for the industry and regulators. Renewable energy generation, equal to the entire current energy market, will be connected to the grid during the next 10 years, but integrating those sources won't be simple. The government's energy advisor, the National Energy Market Commission, has just released two reports detailing how new generation and more battery storage can be plugged into the grid. The Commission's chairman, John Pearce, is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Like any system, you have a turnover of the types of generation that are connecting to the system. You know, older generators retire, new generators connect to the system. It's just that the nature of the new generators that are connecting to the system are now quite different. They operate differently.
And so what these papers are about is planning for that lead up to 2040, when the big traditional 20th century power stations are phased out or are still phasing out.
Yes, you do need to look and plan long term. The decisions that people make today last for decades.
And so this phase transition is all about getting a smooth process underway, ignoring the noise of politics, but also to ensure that there won't be any blackouts along the way as the ageing power stations close.
Yeah, it's about integrating technologies into the network whilst it would be able to accommodate and, you know, work with generation that is similar to the ones that we've had in the past. It's even more important, given the large-scale wind and solar that we've seen connecting to the network.
And so you provide the advice to the federal and state governments, but it is only advice. It's up to them to accept this.
Yes, it's a discussion paper that we are due to provide a report on it to the COAG Energy Council at the end of the year. Yes, they will make a decision then as to whether the regulatory framework adjust to this new access arrangement.
And in an earlier report, you've made the point that with the growth of solar panels, that's great, but at the moment, there's not really a system where people can get the pricing benefits out of pumping that additional energy back into the grid.
Oh, that's right. We want people who own those resources to get the most value from them, and that value is dependent on how they are integrated into the local distribution system.
And so the big question for consumers and businesses who've been hit by skyrocketing energy prices, will this process and planning ensure that prices remain reasonable or at least head in the right direction?
If these investment decisions that people can make are coordinated with the building of the networks, then the total cost of the system will be lower to achieve keeping the lights on, and we'll be able to use that network more efficiently so that the lowest cost sources of energy are what people end up consuming.
That's John Pearce, the chairman of the Australian Energy Market Commission, with the ABC's Peter Ryan.